Well, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. We're at Vaal on the classic track, Tuesday the 26th of May, 22 pentrometer, 2.5 false rail at the 800 meter mark. Nine races. So let's kick off with the first, which is a work rider's maiden plate. Interesting, Savannah Voyageo is back as a work rider. Samuel Sharp is a 5-10 favorite, and he gets the blinkers. He looks like an absolute blind. His stable companion looks like the only danger, which is Comic Artist. Just watch the betting, because this is a punting stable. Race two, maiden juvenile plate, 1,000 meters. The two horses that have run look like the only two that can fight it out, which is Buffalo King Cody, number two, and 13 Tiger Magic with Gavin Lorena for Michael Azzi. But there's been a lot of money for two horses here. Five Fierceness, a De Kock team, with Muzieni aboard it. This is backed into 5-4 favorite. And Tenerife, the Janssen van Vuren runner with De Mello aboard it. So you're going to have to watch for follow through and watch them go to the post. Race three, maiden juvenile plate, fillies 1,000 meters, Stagger Wings, 4-10 favorite. Certainly on times, if you take a look through its times, the secretary bird times over 1,000 meters, both quick. I thought that Molten Rock was the big improver and has taken a drift both times. Be very careful of Molten Rock here. I don't see anything else. Race four, classified 2,400 meters. Eric Auvergne's holds a very strong hand, although they're 20-1 and 12-1. DJ Junior, number one, and Nuclear Force. Both players, don't ignore their chances. Play with Fire had one run over 2,000 meters. It ran on that time. It's now going the 2-4. No reason it shouldn't be in the shake-up. Be very careful of number four, Play with Fire. The favorite's number five, Special Star, got very good form from the informed. The Cock team with Callan Murray aboard it. And then as roughies, I think you've got to put in 10 and 11, Bold Action and Silver Flare. They might both improve. Race five, merit rated handicap over 1,800 meters. One Diwali Rocket. Don't leave the side of anything that you do today. You go back on collateral form, he'll be there. Orange County and Page Boy look like the two big ones. Page Boy is second run. Orange County gets Lorena. He's one on it and is distance one from one. Big player. Art Nouveau, don't ignore this one's chances, number five. Improved last start, gets a very good claimer, Mbuto on, 1.5. Boundless Love won well and on collateral form, would have a chance. And then Shuri Bomba, not out of it at all. Got a merit rating of 76. I don't know how a three-year-old gets a merit rating of 76 after having only had 8 runs, 1 win and 4 places. But it comes down a point, gets a 1.5 kilos off its back, will go well. Race 6. Merit rated 66, 1,800 meters. Incredibly sparse is what I call it as far as form is concerned. So I marked it down to four horses, but actually you could find anything good with it. Two Northern Kitten look for improvement from this one with Woodley for Fabian Habib. Four Sheets and Goggles, improved last start, maybe coming to herself now, gets Michaela McKell claiming the 1.5. That's a big plus. Five, Crepsuelo, second run, might improve on that run, and I think will go well. And then 11, Circle of Grace. I think this is in with a chance. Got form, might improve, and it is such a weak field. Anything could win it. Race seven, merit rate at 96, 1,000 meters. Espinosa is not worth leaving out. This horse is 20-1. I think he needed his last run, and I think he'll improve. Michael Azzi has just the two of us. Rachel's ridden it once and won on it. Corsenderson 613, so she goes into everything. Your favorite is Sosaru, won his last two in a common canter, and in pretty good times too. So it looks like the one they've all got to beat. But this is a step up. Lead the Charge will go well, Lorena for Azzi, number seven. And Trajanus comes back over the 1,000. Not worth ignoring. Race 8, merit rated 74, 1,000 meters. I made this an absolute two-cornered contest. Catfish looks like the horse they've all got to beat, and I think he's the right horse. Playing Tricks might be the big danger, number one. This horse comes from the Cape, got Cape 4. Just watch for a little bit of money for this. Two roughies worth thinking about. in a fix. We saw that Legendary won very well for us last week at a big, big price. And I think that you'll find that in a fix falls into the same bracket, gets the blinkers and the Cornell collar. And then Arelena, certainly worth putting into the back end of your trifecta of quartets. Race 9, merit rated handicap over 1,200 meters. Katina's all the money for this one, Larina for Magna. When you see Larina jump on Magna's horse, could be the right horse, but I've always believed it might be on the sharp side for Katina's. 7-year-olds, certainly not going to be my cup of tea as far as bankers are concerned. So the four horses I put in with it was 4 Spy Story. Serena Mudlieb gets the blinkers, look for big improvement. And Cuddler Gold ran on first time over the 1,200 last time. And this might be what he's looking for nowadays, an older horse. Zoo Bomber, improved last start. Cornet Spice, you never leave him out. And Oriental Bouquet, certainly got good form. Michaela McKell could have a tremendous day. IPL, RCB versus the Gujarat Titans. Well, my feeling is that the Gujarat Titans are going to go all the way. They'll be in the final. I'm hoping the Sunriders get to the final. They've got tomorrow's game. I think the Titans have the bowling attack to be able to contain RCB. Whoever bats first will be a little conservative in the first 6 overs, and you might be able to get on low in the run spread. Certainly under 70, I would go in the run spread first 6 overs. Going to be a fascinating match. And Interbet, you can bet in the running on all types of markets, first 6 overs, first wicket stand on either side, total runs over and under, and obviously you can bet on the game as well. Have a great one.